This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. An Israeli government spokesman said Thursday Israeli forces have killed around 300 Palestinian gunmen during an operation in the southern Gazan city of Rafah they launched May 6th. Israel's forged ahead with its offensive in Rafah to which some million displaced Palestinians had fled, against heavy criticism from its staunchest allies and despite an order from the International Court of Justice to halt the attacks. Speaking to reporters in Tel Aviv, spokesman David Mentzer said Thursday, he also confirmed that Israeli Defense Forces, the IDF, had taken control of a buffer zone along the nearby border between the Gaza Strip and Egypt, giving it effective authority over Gaza's entire land frontier.
We have partnerships with countries to...
I apologize, that was the wrong piece of sound there. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the Czech Republic on Thursday, Czech Republic capital Thursday, for a meeting with NATO foreign ministers. Ahead of that meeting, he met with his Czech counterpart, Jan Lipavský. At a news briefing, Blinken called for a united NATO, which he said was most effective at deterring aggression. He said he and his Czech counterpart could also sign an agreement to cooperate on fighting misinformation and disinformation. The Defense Intelligence Agency reports U.S. intelligence officials have confirmed Russia has used and is presumed to be still using missiles provided by North Korea in its war in Ukraine. The report is based on analysis of missile debris found in Kharkiv January 2nd, which the officials said was almost certainly from a North Korean ballistic missile, and highlights the evolving and strengthening relationship between North Korea and Russia. National security officials have suspected since last year that North Korean missiles were in use in Ukraine. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Hong Kong court Thursday convicted 14 pro-democracy activists in the city's biggest national security case under a law imposed by Beijing that has all but wiped out public dissent. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A court found the activists guilty of conspiracy to commit subversion, which could see them face life in prison. The activists planned to hold an unofficial primary election, which the court said would have undermined the government's authority and created a constitutional crisis. In 2019, a protest movement filled the city's streets with demonstrators. Authorities have all but silenced dissent in Hong Kong through reduced public choice in elections, crackdowns on media and the Beijing-imposed security law, under which the activists have been convicted. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tensions between North Korea and China surfaced publicly this week for the first time in years. The apparent rift between the two allies emerged as North Korea attempted to launch a spy satellite, which interrupted a major diplomatic initiative by Beijing. VOA's Bill Gallo has more from Seoul, South Korea.
North Korea announced it would conduct the launch, just as China's premier was set to meet the top leaders of Japan and South Korea. It was a rare North Korean disruption of a major political event involving China, its main ally. Analysts say it hints at trouble in the relationship. Jean Lee is a Korea specialist at the East-West Center.
North Korea is very strategic in the timing of its launches. They do not do things by chance.
The timing left China's premier in an awkward position. Things only got more awkward. After a joint statement called for the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, in state media, North Korea's foreign ministry accused the three countries of interfering in its internal affairs. The last time North Korea criticized China was in 2017. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Partial results in South Africa's national election put the long-ruling African National Congress at below 50% of the vote as counting continued Thursday, raising the possibility it might lose its majority for the first time since it was swept to power under Nelson Mandela in 1994. It has been a deadly month for severe weather across the United States, and the southwestern state of Texas has been among the hardest hit. Residents across Texas are recovering again from storms that ripped off roofs in the city of Dallas and flooded roads in Houston earlier this week. Up to 1 million homes and businesses were without power during the severe weather on Tuesday. At a news conference, Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Deanne Criswell told Houston's KHBS television her agency's making sure the right resources are brought in.
We have had folks on the ground right from the beginning, and our focus has been making sure we understand the scale and the scope of the impacts to the community.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.